And we are beginning on agenda item 2, adoption of the agenda. And I'd like to repeat that in addition to revisiting the joint U.S.-Russian Federation request to renew catch limits for the Bering Chukchi Beaufort Sea stock of bowhead whales, I have also agreed to the request from the government of Japan to include one agenda item related to Japanese coastal whaling. And I'd like to ask if there is anything to add to the agenda. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Chairman. No, we wouldn't like to ask you for that. Quite the opposite, Mr. Chairman. We receive an annotated provisional agenda dated before October the 1st without the Japanese request. To our surprise, we have now a different annotated provisional agenda dated October the 1st, that is 10 days ago, where a new agenda item 4 appears. Mexico agreed with this special meeting taking place for one reason and one reason only, and that was to solve an outstanding issue from Shimonoseki, Aboriginal subsistence whaling. We were surprised by the Chair's decision to agree to the request of Japan to include the subject of Japanese coastal whaling on the agenda. Mexico does not agree with its inclusion on the agenda, and therefore Mexico reserves its right to be bound or to recognize any decision taken by the Commission under the agenda item for Japanese coastal whaling. I kindly request, Mr. Chairman, this intervention to be reflected in the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. It will be duly reflected in the recordings from this meeting. Was that Norway also? Norway, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the day before yesterday, I informed the Secretariat by email that I intended to introduce under this agenda item a motion in terms of the IWC rules of debate item B1. And the motion has the following wording, which I believe has been circulated with a special document called IWC/SPEC /02/5. With the following text, Norway proposes that agenda items 3 and 4 are amalgamated into one single agenda item, thereby facilitating the possible introduction of such amendment proposals as could be expedient for the proper consideration of the issues in question, unquote. Mr. Chairman, I think this is a very good idea, or an idea which could facilitate the discussions in a way that would give us necessary flexibility to introduce constructive proposals. I still think that is the case, Mr. Chairman. Nevertheless, having consulted with the Chair and also with several delegations, I have decided in the spirit of constructive cooperation with other member countries and with the Chair and with the Secretariat, for the sake of as smooth as possible handling of the issues at hand, to withdraw this motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway, for that clarification. Are there any other comments to the agenda? Netherlands, please. Well, you'll be welcome to do so under other matters. We'll come back to that. He said that under other matters, he would like to introduce an idea for future work on rules of procedure. And I think we should allow ourselves to listen to that. Are there any other suggestions to the agenda? I see none. The agenda is adopted. We then move to agenda item 3, Aboriginal subsistence whaling catch limits. We have a proposed schedule amendment from the United States and the Russian Federation. The text of the proposed amendment is provided in document IWC/SPEC 2/3. And I would like to invite US or Russia to introduce this schedule amendment. US, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The United States and the Russian Federation would like to sincerely thank all the IWC member countries, the Chairman of the Commission, the IWC Secretariat for making possible this special meeting of the IWC to consider the joint U.S.-Russian request for Aboriginal subsistence quota for bowhead whales for the Alaskan Eskimos and Chukotkan Natives. We believe that the critical documented subsistence needs of the native groups in our countries to hunt bowhead whales are a compelling reason to revisit the bowhead whale quota issue. The subsistence and cultural survival of these groups depend upon their continued ability to hunt bowhead whales. Alaskan Eskimo and Chukotkan natives have hunted the bowhead whales for over 1,000 years. And even today, a major portion of their protein needs are met by whale meat. Whaling underlies the total way of life in these communities, and the survival of their culture depends upon the continuation of this activity. On behalf of our people, we were extremely disappointed at the outcome of the deliberations on the bowhead quota issue at the 54th annual meeting. Following that outcome, and on the urging of many members, we have worked with almost every member nation in this body and believe that this meeting will provide an opportunity for the Commission to adopt, by consensus, a bowhead whale quota for these native people. Despite consensus views of the scientific committee that the bowhead stock has grown significantly since the last century, is increasing, and at an annual catch limit of up to 102 animals is sustainable, questions have been raised about bowhead science. The United States would like to reaffirm its longstanding commitment to abide by the advice of the scientific committee and particularly the results of the new assessment planned for 2004. The proposed amendment, and especially in the change in paragraph 3I, reflects the U.S. commitment to abide by the Commission's annual review of the provisions in light of the Scientific Committee's advice and to modify the hunt accordingly. The United States understands that this pledge to respect the advice of the Scientific Committee eases concerns expressed at the 54th annual meeting. The United States and Russia greatly appreciate the opportunity to work with the IWC members to resolve their concerns and therefore urge the Commission to adopt by consensus the proposed schedule amendment. Mr. Chair, if I could call on the Russian Federation.
Thank you, U.S. Russian Federation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have spent a lot of time before lunch discussing details of procedure. I'm not going to spend more time discussing the needs of native peoples of Chukotka.
Could you speak closer to the microphone, please?
Соединенные Штаты достаточно полно экспонировали проблему.
The United States of America has explained this problem fully.
Я хочу проинформировать вас, господин председатель, и членов комиссии.
The Russian delegation wishes to inform you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners,
о той помощи и наблюдателе, которые оказали Японии.
About the visit of a Japanese delegation to Chukotka in September of 2002.
Чукотская делегация убедилась в том, что на севере нашей маленькой страны действительно не растут бананы.
And to thank the Japanese government for making this visit possible. The delegation saw for themselves that there are no bananas growing in the north of my small country.
Что охота на китов начинается весной.
And that the whaling season is going to start in the spring.
И что люди на Чукотке не могут ждать берлинской сессии, которая будет в июне.
So the people of Chukotka cannot wait for the Berlin session, which will take place in June of 2003.
Результаты этой поездки была предварительная договоренность о совместных научных исследованиях и технической помощи китобоям.
As a result of this visit, we have reached a shared understanding with Japan in regards to joint scientific research and technical assistance from Japan to the whalers of Chukotka, which will be used to make bowhead harvesting even more successful.
Еще раз хочу поблагодарить японскую правительство Японии за этот визит.
So once again, I would like to thank the Japanese government for that.
Господин председатель, за прошедшее после Шимоносеки время у нас было много двусторонних и многосторонних консультаций.
Mr. Chairman, since the Shimonoseki meeting, we have had many bilateral and multilateral consultations.
В результате этих консультаций достигнуто понимание, что вопрос по аборигенному промыслу вообще, и по бойоходу в частности, который будет обсуждаться сегодня, должен решаться на основе консенсуса.
These consultations resulted in understanding that the issue of aboriginal whaling in general and the issue of bowhead whaling in particular, which will be discussed today.
Господин председатель, уважаемые делегации, мы просим для того, чтобы сохранить время, не дискутировать этот вопрос, а принять его консенсусом.
So this issue must be solved on the basis of consensus.
И выступать только в том случае, если у кого-то из делегаций есть сомнения в возможности консенсуса по этому вопросу.
Distinguished members of delegations, in order to save time, the Russian Federation requests that this meeting should not discuss the US-Russian proposal, but accept it on the basis of consensus. And distinguished members of delegations take the floor only if they do not agree to the possibility of a consensus. On the question of whether people should eat or starve. Thank you.
Thank you, Russian Federation. I intend to proceed very quickly, actually, but even before you made your remarks, we had a request for the floor from Denmark and Japan, and I would like to keep any speaking list very, very short and urge you to be brief because we have discussed this for days in the previous meeting. So will you allow me to stop the list after the three that I have on the list right now? Denmark, Japan, Antigua, Barbuda, and actually Norway is on the list. Doesn't seem like that is the case that you would like to cooperate very much on this. Dominica, St. Lucia, Republic of Guinea. Can we close the list there? And we can be quite brief, I think. So the list is Denmark, Japan, Antigua, Barbuda, Norway, Dominica, St. Lucia, Guinea, and Palau. I draw the line there, and my intention after that would be to ask if we have consensus on this. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the Russian Federation and United States for this proposal. I shall be very brief. I can fully support the proposal that we adopt this proposal to the benefit of different Aboriginal peoples by consensus. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Japan, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Taking this opportunity, I'd like to express the position of Japan on the joint proposal by the U.S. and the Russian Federation on the catch quota of bowhead.
我が国は原則として原住民生存捕鯨を支持するとの方針であり、先の下関会議においても米ロ両国の国クジラ捕獲枠など全面的な支持を表明いたしました。しかしながら北極クジラについてはその資源状況に鑑み5年間のブロック枠を無条件に認めることには資源上問題であるという認識から反対の態度を取りました。
It is of the policy of Japan to support in principle the Aboriginal subsistence whaling and in Shimonoseki meeting we expressed our full supportto the catch quota of great whales for both U.S. and the Russian Federation. However, with regard to bowhead, we oppose to their request because in light of the status of the stock, we thought accepting a five-year block quota without any conditions would be a problem from the perspective of the stock management.
今回の北極クジラ捕獲枠提案は下関会合と同様に5年間のブロック枠の要請となっています。他方米国から行われたステートメントによれば米国は毎年の科学委員会の助言に従い特に2004年に予定されている資源評価に従って捕獲枠を修正するとのコミットメントが表明されました。
And the proposal for bowhead quota is a request for five-year block quota, like the case in a Shimonoseki meeting. And on the other hand, according to the statement by the United States, it expressed a commitment to amend the catch quota in accordance to advices made by scientific committee every year.In particular, based upon the stock assessment to be carried out in year 2004.
我が国としてはこのステートメントには一定の評価を証明するものでありますが、今の米国提案は我が国が下関において提起した問題に十分答えるものではないと考えます。したがって我が国はコンセンサスの成立を阻むものではありませんが、コンセンサスには参加することができないことを表明します。
Well, Japan appreciates this statement to a certain extent, but yet it does not respond to the questions that Japan raised in Shimonoseki. Therefore, although Japan would not block a consensus, but we are not able to join the consensus.
この問題について、明年の科学委員会において十分な議論が行われることを期待いたします。ありがとうございました。
And I expect this issue will be fully discussed at the scientific committee next year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. Antigua Barbuda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as you will recall, during our meeting in Shimonoseki, Antigua and Barbuda made great efforts to ensure that the people of Alaska and Russia obtain the quota that they were proposing. Mr. Chair, these efforts were in vain because we were hoping that some amendments could have been made to the original proposal in order to satisfy our concern with regards to the uncertainty of the bowhead stock that is under discussion here today, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we left Shimonoseki with heartfelt regret concerning the way in which the schedule amendment was not accepted. We felt then that there was a chance for us to reach a compromise on the schedule amendment, but we were not given that opportunity in Shimonoseki. I hope that at this meeting, we will be given a chance to arrive at a workable compromise. I must commend the efforts of the United States and Russia in attempting to find a way to let those countries, including Antigua and Barbuda, who objected to the original schedule amendment, understand the needs of the people of Alaska and the people in Russia. Mr. Chair, one of our concerns now at this moment is that while we recognize the sentiments within the introduction, the opening statement of the United States, we would like to see some of those sentiments be reflected within the schedule amendment. Antigua and Barbuda is not desirous of standing in the way of consensus on this matter. However, in the absence of not having a copy of the opening statement from the United States and Russia, I would like to propose that that statement be made available to those countries that still have some concern, and that we ask for a 15-minute break to look at the opening statements and see in what way part of that opening statement, because the one from the United States have some interesting elements which we think can be incorporated within the schedule amendment that would allow for the consensus that is being sought. And in an effort not to block that consensus, I'm appealing to the chair to allow the availability of those opening statements. Give us a 15 to 20 minutes break so that we can look at it, and then I would assure you that some form of compromise would be able to be achieved in order for us to reach a consensus, Mr. Chief.
Thank you, Antigua and Barbuda. I'll continue through the list here before I take up your suggestion and listen to the other views. And I don't know if meanwhile it's not opening statements, introductory remarks to this agenda item could be provided. But I'll continue on with Norway. That's next on my list. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As will be recalled, we voted in favor of the identical proposal in Shimonoseki. Now, we should also remember that the 1946 International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling does not recognize any such concept as Aboriginal subsistence whaling. I think we need to once more be reminded of the fact that this Commission's practice of distinguishing between such categories as commercial and Aboriginal subsistence whaling is completely artificial. It's illogical and it's morally wrong. It's a very dangerous practice, discriminating between human beings on the ground of ethnicity, and it also purports to give a stamp of disapproval on commercialism. That is, on the normal way that human beings make a living in a market economy. This is a medieval notion, it's an anti-capitalist notion which we don't support. All that being said, Mr. Chairman, we fully support whaling when it's conducted in a sustainable manner. And that is also why we have consistently in the past supported proposals for allocating catch quotas for so-called Aboriginal subsistence whaling. Sustainability, Mr. Chairman, is the main consideration that has to be taken into account. Now, I've said time and again that the convening of this meeting in order to overturning a decision from a previous annual meeting was not such a good idea. But I certainly appreciate the need of the indigenous peoples we are talking about, and we have no reason to deviate from the position we have taken in the past. So, Mr. Chairman, under my instructions, I have come here to Cambridge to announce that if there is a consensus on this matter, Norway would be quite happy to join this consensus. If not, Mr. Chairman, we'll reserve our right to come back as appropriate with whatever compromise proposals we might find useful or constructive in order to reach a solution on this particular matter. Finally, Mr. Chairman, all this being said, I'd like to support the request by Antigua and Barbuda for a 15-minute break so that we can have a look at the U.S. opening statement, so that we can familiarize ourselves with the possibility that there might be new elements come up since Shimonoseki meeting, elements that might be helpful and where we could seek guidance to finding a solution to this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. Well, that's one of the disadvantages working within an old convention, that there are lots of illogical things appearing there. It's not like we make a new convention. We don't know, we aren't in agreement what whales we are regulating even. Dominika, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dominika would first of all like to share sentiments that we are in support of basically ensuring that people have a right to food so long as it is going to be done in a manner which is sustainable. We also have the contention that when we do provide these rights and we do provide these avenues for persons to have availability to food, that we take into consideration the principles of precautionary approaches. And not to prolong the discussion, Mr. Chairman, we would simply like to support the views presented by Antigua and to say that we are really hoping that we can have a consensus on this issue in the event that some level of compromise can be made once we get a chance to review these remarks of the U.S. opening statement. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dominika. St. Lucia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, in the remarks made by the Russian delegation, reference was made to not having bananas planted. That comment, Mr. Chairman, we think was rather unfortunate, especially when we are attempting to arrive at consensus on a matter that is very important to the Russian delegation. However, we want to concern ourselves with the proposal submitted jointly by the American delegation and the Russian delegation. We are not in opposition to Aboriginal people being allowed to feed themselves from what they can produce. However, we must remind ourselves that we are guided by the principles of the precautionary approach, which urges governments to adopt the precautionary approach when there is a lack of scientific information. We, however, would support the suggestion by Antigua and endorse the one by Dominica and hope that we can arrive at some consensus to allow those Aboriginal people to feed themselves. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, St. Lucia. Republic of Guinea, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais inviter les différents délégués ici présents de profiter des meilleurs sentiments qui nous animent tous ici et de notre grande sensibilité en faveur des populations affectées par une non-autorisation de chasse de notre part pour résoudre une fois pour toutes tous les problèmes et à la chaîne et pour tous les pays. La République de Guinée lance cet appel à tous les délégués pour faire avancer notre commission. Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to ask all the different delegations here present to take advantage of the good will, which apparently is animating all of them, to try to find a global solution for all the population affected by a non-whaling quota. And from our part, we think that this is a chance to solve all the problems for once and for all. The Republic of Guinea is asking then all the members of this commission to try to make this matter go into the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Guinea. And the last speaker on my list is Palau. Palau, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Palau voted the way it did at the last IWC 54 on the joint United States and Russian Federation and Japan's resolution on community-based whaling because we were convinced that the Alaskans and Aboriginal Russians' heavy reliance on their bowhead quota as the source of their protein is the same as the food security needs of the indigenous inhabitants of Taiji, Wada, Ayukawa, and Abashiri of Japan, who too have been deprived of minke whales. What Palau supported was the attempt at Shimonoseki to accord fair and equal treatment to these native inhabitants of whale-based communities of these three IWC member countries. Mr. Chairman, this is still our conviction, and we believe this is an opportune time to revisit these issues and hopefully favorably consider both of them in manner that may be a compromised one. But again, we have a very good opportunity at this time to finally put these two issues behind us. Thank you.
Thank you, Palau. And that ends that speaking list. U.S. has asked for the floor for a clarification. U.S., please.
Thank you, Chairman, and let me thank all the speakers. First, let me say that we will gladly submit and already have submitted our statement. It's being drafted and will be circulated as soon as possible. Chair, I'd suggest just in an effort to constructively use the next 2 or 3 minutes, I might go over the three salient sentences that I think that members may want to see in our commitment to science, and would read those at this time. Chair, the members will find this in the last paragraph, and this is an issue specifically designed to reach out to those that had concern about science. The first sentence says the United States would like to reaffirm its longstanding commitment to abide by the advice of the Scientific Committee, and particularly the results of the new assessment planned for 2004. The next sentence says the proposed amendment, especially the change in paragraph 3i, and Chair, I would now call to the members' attention IWC SPEC dot 02/3, the proposal by the United States of America and the Russian Federation, and down to 3i, this says, the provision shall be reviewed annually by the Commission in light of the advice of the Scientific Committee. So we've placed it in the schedule that annually the Scientific Committee will advise the Commission. Chair, then we further say that the United States its commitment to abide by the Commission's annual review of the provision in light of the Scientific Committee's advice and to modify the hunt accordingly. The United States understands that this pledge to respect the advice of the Scientific Committee eases the concerns expressed at the 54th annual meeting. Chairman and members, the IWC 54th meeting, you ask and we showed trust for the other countries and voted in favor of each national quota. Chairman, we ask that as you review this statement, you extend the same trust to us and to our hunters. We ask that the effective, you also ask that during the interim, that the affected parties work with Japan and to keep all of you informed. Chairman, we've done that. It's been asked that we subscribe to the precautionary principle. Chairman, the scientific committee has recommended a level of 102 animals annually. Chairman, we are seeking 56. There is nearly 100% buffer in our proposal to reflect the precautionary approach. Chairman, we urge this body, in the desperate needs of our peoples, the Russian Federation and the United States, for clear consideration, and please read the statement. Thank you.
Well, the situation is the following. The intervention by the Russian Federation was handwritten and is being typed right now. And it will be distributed together with the American ones as soon as possible. It will take some time. And to use that time, I would suggest that we go to the other matters and perhaps take the Netherlands suggestion there, and perhaps we could finish other matters while we wait for the papers to be distributed. Would that be okay with the US? I see nodding.